It's 25 minutes past 3 o'clock on a Friday afternoon, and Mitchie Pritchard is in the house. Mitchie, of course, and her team from Tidal Tower make so much difference in the world that we live in by educating people about the ocean and showing them the beautiful things that are there to explore, and by coming on air from time to time, regularly, to explain how much there is still to love and protect. And today we're going to be talking about something like that.
Exactly, Dave. Thank you so much for having me today. And today I want to chat about one of my most favorite fish I love pointing out to my guests. And it's called the blue streak cleaner wrasse. And this guy, it's a very pretty little fish. So if you do go snorkeling again or exploring, keep a lookout for them. They've basically got a cleaning station. And what they look like, it's basically a long, slender fish. They've got a black line going from the eye to the tail, and then their bellies and their backs are white, yellowish color, but they do change to a bright blue. And then the juveniles will be pitch black with this beautiful bright blue streak going across. But basically, these guys, their job is to eat all the parasites off fish, so that gives them food and protection. And then also the fish gets a nice grooming, and it's actually a fact that if there's cleaner wrasse around and fish get cleaned regularly, they are much healthier fish than those who don't go visit the cleaning station. Yeah, so if you do look for a cleaning station, you will probably find either a group of adults around, a group of youngsters or a pair of adults, or sometimes a bunch of females with just one male. And how they work, basically, I love calling this a car wash, is they will see the bigger fish, which are their clients, will basically come around and they'll recognize the cleaner wrasse. And then the cleaner wrasse would actually do a dance. So they wiggle their tails moving up and down to get the attention of the fish, and then the fish will strike a pose. So as soon as the fish strikes a pose, then the cleaner wrasse knows, okay, it can go and clean the gills, the body, and the mouth. And they can also even recognize which fish they've cleaned already.
Wow.
Yeah. So they're much clever than we think, you know. And but then you also get other fish who will mimic these cleaner wrasse. So you get like the it's a false cleaner fish, and it has learned the behavior of the cleaner wrasse, so it would mimic it, and that is purely just to get food. So it would mimic the behavior, the fish would think, okay, cool, he's going to get cleaned, but meantime, this fish that's mimicking the cleaner wrasse is actually going to just eat off, like literally biting the other bigger fish. And
just take a chunk of whatever it can get.
Yeah, whether it's scales or skin off the fish or piece of meat. And then there's another one called the fang blenny. And this one will hang around the juvenile cleaner wrasse. And then the juveniles would actually kind of tolerate this fella. But he does the same thing. He'll hang around and he'll use that as an opportunity to get food. But it does change the dynamic a bit, especially the juvenile cleaner wrasse. They tend to bite the clients more often. And yeah, it does change the dynamic where they're a bit scared to then go and visit these cleaner wrasse. So, yeah.
Wow, so a bit like going to a dentist that it hurts you, then you're a bit nervous to go again.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, very fascinating fish, and they do play a huge role in our ecosystems. And like I say, it's been proven that the more fish come and visit them, the better. They get a nice grooming, a clean, and become healthier fish.
And are these fish, do you ever see them locally?
Yeah, in our tidal pools.
Wow.
Yeah. So we've got these cleaning stations right in our tidal pools. And you'll actually see, I've got a video on our Instagram and Facebook page, and also TikTok, where you can see the cleaner wrasse in action, where fish line up and getting cleaned.
So you can actually take your clients into a tidal pool, and you kind of know where they are.
Yes.
And show them this car wash in action.
Yeah.
Oh, what an experience. Fabulous. And if you would like to experience what Mitchie has been describing, and it sounds absolutely fascinating. You can contact her by going online to Tidal Tao, or if you can't remember that, you want to look up Snorkel Bolito, and that'll take you to the Tidal Tao website, and all the information is available for you there. What services they offer, what prices they charge, what times are available. You can even book online. And if you want to speak to Mitchie direct, you can find her contact details there. And fascinating, the world is when you get close up and personal with these incredible creatures, you discover just how intricately connected everything is and how fascinating it all is and how fragile. And it's really, I think, imperative that we learn about these things so that we can learn how to protect them.
That's it, Dave.
Yeah. So, Mitchie, thanks. It's always wonderful catching up with you, and look forward to a repeat performance in a week's time.
See you then. Thank you.
Mitchie Pritchard, my very special guest from Tidal Tao. The afternoon show continues.